Hello, Cleanest Line listeners. This is Steve House calling from Nepal on my way out from Makalu. First of all, I want to say that everybody on our expedition is safe and healthy, and we left base camp yesterday. Marco and I did not manage to climb to the summit of Makalu. We went up on the 19th. The last posting, which I called in, I believe, on the 17th. We went up on the 19th and had kind of marginal weather the first day of the route. It was actually started snowing. That evening it cleared off, but we had some sort of pretty major rock fall on the right side of the face, which didn't really help our confidence. And then it continued to be some rockfall during the night, mostly to the right of where we were going to climb, but nonetheless, it didn't inspire confidence. And then in the morning, the weather was pretty mixed. The pressure dropped. It was cloudy. Seemed to be windy up higher, and it was not the kind of weather we were looking to start up a big route in. So we actually went down back to our advanced base camp at the base of the west face. So our attempt on the west face was pretty short-lived. The next morning, of course, the weather was perfect, as all you mountaineers know often happens. But so we had planned to just go down to base camp, but we decided, heck, let's go up on the normal route and see if we can bag the summit. And we had 3 days left. And so we headed on up, packed up as light as we could, and headed up to Camp 2 on the normal route, and spent the night there. And then that night, the weather deteriorated again, and it got super windy. And but that day had actually been a really nice day, and a number of people, as far as I know, I think 4 people had summited Makalu on that day. So that was actually a pretty nice day. What we didn't know was that some of those people were having a hard time getting back down the mountain. So we waited around in the morning a little bit. Some of the first people came down from the parties that had summited, three Spanish guys that were super nice. And we talked to them. They said everybody was on their way down. So we headed on down to base camp. They also confirmed that it had been super windy up there that night. And so we went on back down to base camp. And we got down to base camp, we heard the news that there was a really sick climber up there at the between the Camp 3 and Camp 4 somewhere. Information was sketchy, as it often is in those situations. And eventually it was decided to send up. We weren't really involved in this sort of decision-making process or any of the thoughts around rescuing or helping this sick climber who was sick from altitude illness, just because we were not part of any of those expeditions. We were sort of outsiders. So they eventually decided to send up a couple of Sherpas with, I believe, several bottles of oxygen to help that climber get down. That was late afternoon, and then that night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, we were woken up, told that one of the Sherpas had fallen and died trying to deliver the oxygen, and we were asked if Marco and I were asked if we would go up and help rescue the remaining Sherpa, maybe confirm the fate of the Sherpa that had fallen, and possibly help the sick climber as well. So 4 of us headed up about 3 o'clock in the morning from base camp, and including Marco, myself, and 2 other climbers. And by the time when we got to the Camp 2, we found both the Sherpas alive, thankfully, but we also got news the climber that had been ill had not survived the night. So out of respect for that person's friends and family, I'm not even sure, or I have no way of knowing if the families have been notified and so on. So I don't want to, out of respect for that, I don't want to talk about too many details surrounding that climber's fate. I'm sure you'll understand we were very sad. It was very tragic. Thankfully, the Sherpas were both fine. And that was apparently just a miscommunication. We're not entirely sure why it was reported that one of them had fallen and died. But in the end, they were all fine. So Marco and I helped bring as much equipment down off the mountain to clean the mountain as we can, because it was clear that everybody was leaving the mountain now for the season, and went back on down that evening to our own base camp. And then the next day we packed up and we headed out. And we are now on our way out back to Kathmandu. Today is the first day where we're out of the snow, and I'm sitting here next to a stream on a sunny granite slab. I feel like I could be in Yosemite, California right now. A beautiful, clear water running over the slab next to me. You might be able to hear it in the background. And we will be down at around 6,000 feet tonight. And after spending 6 weeks at 18,500 feet or above, you can bet that it feels pretty good to be down here in the thick, moist air, in the sunshine and trees growing and water burbling and no snow in sight. It's a great sensation. So we are all satisfied with our climbs. I learned a lot on this expedition myself. This was my third expedition to try to unlock the west face of Makalu, and I thought I knew a lot before this trip, but Marco and I really learned a lot more. I can't say that right now is whether I'll ever try to come back here or not, but I sure know a lot about this mountain that I didn't know before. From the mentorship aspect, this trip was largely designed to be sort of a trip where Marco and I were interacting with these younger climbers, and one thing that we all agreed was that, quite frankly, Makalu is just too big of a mountain for that purpose. I mean, it is a monster peak, and it's super intimidating. And to go, I mean, these are our, the younger guys are all very accomplished climbers in their own right, but to go from what they've done to a real monster 8,000 meter peak like Makalu, especially trying to do a new route like on the west face, is clearly asking too much of all of us, myself included. That would be a big stretch for me with my best partner like a Marco or Vince, and to ask a 24-year-old to pony up for something like that is too much, and which is fine. And now we know. Now we know how better to approach these sort of projects in the future, both the Makalu project and the mentorship project. And that's good information. But we're all super happy to be going home. We're all a little, it happens in the end of an expedition, we're all a little sick of it. And we're just ready to get back right now and looking forward to our summers, and everyone's dreaming about rock climbing and seeing their families and all those things, all those great things. So thank you for following this expedition and my sporadic reportings. And it has been a great time. I'll be sure to share a bunch of photos with you all in a couple of weeks when I get back to the States and have a chance to process some images and get them uploaded to the cleanest line. So have a great weekend, and we will talk to you all in a few weeks. This is Steve House signing out from Nepal. Bye.